Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dignan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hannon. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jim Hannon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Steele. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Klages. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Fred Klages. And now, play ball. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman takes first base on ball four. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klages fields it and throws to first for the out. Brinkman moves to second. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Josephson for a passed ball. Brinkman moves to third. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stroud. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Stroud steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Casanova drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ward out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. One out. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan takes first base on ball four. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nunn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair takes first base on ball four. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Hannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-1 in the game. Savarin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentine for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Klages is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klages strikes out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nunn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hannon covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball four. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nunn hits a fly ball into left field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nunn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hannon covering, for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Hannon takes first base on ball 4. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Steidel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steidel is 0 for 1 in the game. Steidel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Fred Klages is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klages is 0 for 1 in the game. Klages hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. Steidel moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stroud hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Valentine. Stroud reaches second base with a double. Steidel scores. Klages moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klages scores. Stroud scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Casanova and he is out, Brinkman applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Savarin bunts towards the mound. Klages fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Savarin moves to second. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Savarin moves to third. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Savarin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Nan hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 2 in the game. Casanova is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Phillips pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is hit by the pitch. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Lines now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adair strikes out. One out. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Steele hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dennis Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Savarin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lines fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. AG hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Nan bunts towards the mound. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim King pinch hits for Ken McMullen. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Nan moves to second. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 3 in the game. Casanova is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Locke pinch hits for Dick Lines. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.